So recently, I was invited to Montreal to go to the Neptune Dive Center to go and try out an amazing new dive technology called the Avelo Dive System. Now, I've heard about this Avelo Dive System from multiple people. I've had Dan Orr on my show. I've had Jennifer Idle, who is the product manager for Avelo, on. And let me tell you, I was very skeptical about this at first, even though everybody's telling me this is going to change the way that you dive. Well, let me tell you, I had a amazing experience diving the Avelo system. So the best thing to me about the Avelo dive system is how much safer it was to dive and how much easier it was to dive. This was literally a life-changing experience for me to dive the Avelo system. I was extremely shocked with how easy it was to use, how lightweight the system was, which for me, with a person with multiple disabilities and especially mobilities issues, was a huge factor for me. I could not believe how much easier it was to dive with. The other thing that I found with the Avelo system is that I didn't have to worry about my buoyancy through the dive, which was amazing. You basically do a weight check when you start off in the water. You prime the pump once. You start your dive. When you go down on the dive, you just basically do your dive, enjoy yourself. If you start feeling a bit light during the dive once, you might actually have to hit the pump once more, which actually doesn't even affect your buoyancy that much. It's amazing on how this thing works. It's actually got simply a back plate, a pump, a battery, and then the tank, which actually has a bladder inside that holds your breathing gas. And then there's a water chamber where the water goes in for your buoyancy. So you take away the whole aspect of having air in your buoyancy, which is going to cause you an out of control ascent on it. It is amazing how this thing works. You basically cannot do a bad ascent in it. You have time to react to any issues that come up during the dive. It's amazing, not only for me, but for other people. So this was my first reaction after diving the Avelo system.
This thing is amazing. I cannot believe it. First of all, I'm able to get in and out of the water by myself and climb up that dock. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's actually weird to get used to diving at first on the first dive, being so neutrally buoyant and so steady. It was awesome. I cannot wait to dive with this far.
So for me, one of the coolest things was that I was actually having fun with the first day I was diving with this, is I was actually walking around with scuba gear for fun. I mean, never thought I would say that, never thought I'd want to do that, but for me, I had not been able to do it in so long. It was incredible. I mean, I normally cannot walk very far in a full set of scuba gear with all the weight and everything else on. I have a full hip replacement in my left hip. I'm pinned and plated heavily in my right leg. And of course, I got no feeling below my left knee. So it's not easy for me to get in out of the water or even get up off my knees, which you're going to see in a couple of videos later when I demonstrate what it's like for me on normal scuba doing a shore dive. So here's me getting out the first day on the Avelo system.
Me get up with scuba gear. If I fall with the tank, I ain't getting up. Now, I will get his hand just for a bit of steady because the dock moves a bit. And I mean, I'm not graceful getting out of the water, walking around, but I'm a hell of a lot better than I normally am. So this thing is phenomenal. Thank you so much for having me come out.
So as you can see, I'm beyond ecstatic trying this. This was, like I said, the first time in years that I had, well, I never even thought I'd be able to walk around in scuba gear like I was without this, which for me being a disabled person actually is huge because I don't need to rely on my buddies as much. It was a lot more fun to dive. And I wasn't as tired getting in and out of the water either. So it's a pretty amazing system. Now here's a clip of my first Velo dive. So this is actually really interesting. It was a lot different to get used to because I didn't have to worry about messing around with the BC. I actually, at times during the dive, actually would go and reach for my BC inflator to try and adjust it, and then went, oh yeah, no, I just need to do the pump. And that was when I was light. And even when you hit the pump once during the dive, you don't really notice it. So it's definitely a different way of diving for sure. All right, so next we decided to go to Tobermory. Luckily, my buddy up in Tobermory who owns Happy Hearts Campground, if you're looking for a campground up in Tobermory, check him out. My buddy Dave here, who arranged me to go get a Velo certified, actually, with Nepto Dive Center. He actually is lucky enough to score himself a Velo system to use. So he graciously offered to let me come up and shoot some more video with this. So I'm just going to go through with you a bit of our dive that day, or what it was like to do an entry and an exit with scuba for me at the tugs, because we actually didn't even bother to do a dive. We just wanted to show how much easier it was versus scuba to get in out of the water. So here we go here.
All right, so I'm here at Tobermory today at the tugs. Some of you guys from, if you've dove around here, are quite familiar with this site, obviously. And the reason I'm here today is because down in the water there, which you can't really see him right now, but my buddy Dave has an Avello system, dive system on. Now, if you have not seen these things, they are absolutely incredible. I was absolutely fortunate enough to go to Montreal last weekend and get certified in it. But for me, there's many reasons on why this is such a good unit. First of all, I'll show you once Dave gets out of the water, we'll get some close-ups of the gear. But I wanted to show you what it's like for me being disabled and trying to get into the water on normal scuba gear, and just the amount I have to get on to do this. So
if you guys have not watched my YouTube channel before, or anybody who's not familiar with my injuries, I have no movement below my left knee or feeling. I am heavily pinned and plated in my right leg. And I'm also blind in my left eye to boot. So it takes quite a struggle for me in 75 to 80 pounds of scuba gear to get into the water. That is for sure. So while I'm not going to bore you with the entire thing because it takes so long, I am going to run through a bit of this. So you see me here getting ready to get my gear on. We got the time lapse on. My buddy's there getting ready with the Avello system. And then I'm going to show you what it takes for me to get down into the water once I do this. Now, had I actually let you guys watch the whole video of me getting ready, it takes me like 25 minutes to get into the water. So here we go. Continue when I'm just about to get ready.
All right, here we go. All right.
Now, one thing, this is the first time I'd actually been on standard scuba. I've been diving side mount all summer. So this is the first single tank dive I've done since around the middle of July. And I actually had forgotten to hook up my BC inflator hose. So while we were doing this, we were only doing it as a demo of me getting in and out of the water. We didn't actually do a dive with it. So it takes me quite a bit to get down the stairs. It's not easy, especially in 70 pounds of gear. All sure. Oh, now I'm getting down, getting ready. Now this is a rock entry. All the shore diving entries up here are rock, which is not easy when you're not too stable on your feet. Let me tell you. So, usually I get out to about here. And then I usually do not get much farther than this. Actually, it's abnormally far for me on scuba usually. Usually I don't even get close to that. And then I got to drop into the water. I cannot stand anymore. It's too unstable. I was lucky if I wasn't going to get a hurt. So there's that. It is not fun for me to, and I'll give you a bit of a front view here, but it is not fun for me to get in and out of the water on a rock entry with scuba. I mean, absolute nightmare up here. Boat diving definitely the way to go, but obviously that's not feasible all the time. So, and it shows you the strain on my face every time I go to do this. Like, it is a lot of work for me to get into the water to dive. But one of the other reasons I go to this site to dive, especially, or to test gear, is because of the fact of that about 50 feet offshore, there's a shipwreck. So regardless, even if I have a bad dive or don't actually get much diving in, I can go see a shipwreck. So how can I complain about my day then, right? But as you can see, this is quite the struggle for me to get in and out of the water on standard scuba gear. It is not easy at all. I go through this every day. Now, just while you see my entry back or my exit back out. Okay, so now you guys have seen me, what it takes for me to get into the water on scuba. So I thought I'd give you a bit of a shot here on what it takes me to get out of scuba, because getting out is just as bad or worse, depending on how you want to look at it. So here I am. I usually get up to the point where I can just crawl. For me, getting up on scuba at that depth without anything to hold on to higher is virtually impossible. I am not getting up at that point. I will occasionally try and be able to get to the stairs at the tugs where I can then pull myself out without having to get my tank on. But a lot of times I'll actually end up having to take my tank off, as you'll see in a minute, to get out here. So here I am, I'm crawling back. Yeah. This is what I do every time I have to do a shore dive. There's no getting around it, especially in a rocky area. It's too unstable for me to fall.
And I just take it off here. But water's too low.
I just do not have the energy to get out of the water in this system. Save you guys some like grunting and groaning.
Turn that out in the water.
I actually gotta get help with my tank off here. And I, as you can see, I'm like genuinely worn out. It's hard enough for me to like, I can barely carry the tank here.
is the way I go through every time I shore dive. Now, side mount does make it easier, but it is still not that easy. And as you can see, I'm pretty tired just by doing this. And I'm not stable on my feet.
And in this case, I decided to use my cameraman for helping me get my gear out.
That's why I have to go through on regular scuba every time I dive here.
So, as you can see, that is quite the agony I have to go through every time to get in and out of the water. The only thing is, I know once I'm in the water, I don't care. I'm going in. So that's why I go through this. However, I mean, with a lot of people, especially with other people with disabilities, this is not going to be an easy thing or even possible for people to do, depending on what's going on with their abilities. But even just people who are generally aging in and who aren't disabled, this is going to make things a lot easier. Okay, so you just seen the pain and agony it takes me and how long it takes me on a standard scuba system at the tugs to get in the water. 25 minutes, over 25 minutes. And you also seen how hard it was for me to get in and out of the water on normal scuba. So now I'm going to show you what it was like for me getting in and out on the Avelo system. So let's take a look at that.
All right, so you guys just seen what it takes for me to go and struggle to get into the water on a shore dive. Now, last weekend, my partner here, Dave, we went to Montreal and I got certified in this amazing life-changing technology called the Avelo system. And when I say life-changing for me, it is absolutely life-changing. It is a lot lighter. It is about 40 pounds lighter, even with the weight off. It is absolutely incredible. As you'll see, it's going to be a lot less for me to get in and out of the water with it. I was actually walking up and down steep ramps with it on the weekend, which shocked me. Never thought I would walk around in scuba gear for fun, and I was. So, anyhow, so I'll show you guys how easy this is for me to get up. Now on this, there is a battery pack and a pump. So this is the pump here, the battery's on this side. And what this does, there's no buoyancy compensator, there's just a back plate. So the best part about this is you are completely neutrally buoyant in it. You cannot even do a bad ascent. It is crazy how easy this thing is to dive and how safe it is actually compared to conventional scuba, because you don't have to worry about getting air in your BC and getting a runaway ascent or even in a dry suit. So I'll show you guys how easy it is for me to get in the water with this one on.
So here you go. It's a lot less traps. It's a lot easier to get into. And then you have the combination of the weight on top of it.
And the tank is so lightweight.
So I'm getting all my gear done up here. Couple of straps. I'm already up. Now, as you can see, that's
and no BC, which is really nice.
A lot quicker for me to get into. I mean, you see, it took 25 minutes the last time. I'm less than 4 minutes now, and I'm almost ready to go into the water. Okay. So for me, it's a lot less aggravation and a lot less weight.
So as you can see, that took me a minute to get into, which is awesome. And it's so much lighter on my back, it's not killing me.
And yeah, remember, this is right after I did the entry on the scuba system as well. So I was still tired from doing the first entry. Get there, we're getting ready. Doing our buddy checks. And then here I am getting ready to enter in with the Avello.
Green light.
Yeah.
Air's on.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Good.
Good to go.
All right. So,
see,
as you can
see, easier, much easier I'm walking even.
It's already a heck of a lot easier for me to get in. I could never even get that far on scuba generally.
Usually the water's up. I'm on my knees by now, dragging myself out to where I can get my fins on.
Forgot. Got it.
Thank you.
Effortless compared to on scuba. Way easier. I walk out way farther. I'm not near as exhausted by it. It's actually amazing to be able to do this and be in the water so much quicker. I mean, it cut my getting into water by about 17 or 18 minutes, which is like huge. And there's probably longer than that from us messing around with the equipment and stuff like that. And the cameras and stuff like that. So, and as you see, I actually fell with the Avello system there and I got up. You've seen it. I could not do that possibly on a standard scuba system. I've shown it. So, you know, for me to be able to walk out this far and to be able to safely do it is just amazing. It was literally a life-changing experience. And I wasn't beat up before the start of the dive, which sometimes happens. So, you know, and then I'm able to just go down the water. I mean, that's actually the farthest I have walked out at the tugs in since the 90s, when before I got hurt for sure. So as you can see, the Avello system for me was a life-changing experience. Not only that, they've just announced at the DEMA show this year the new Shearwater jetpack for Avello systems, which actually has a built-in transponder or air transmitter into the jetpack. It's amazing. I cannot wait to try this thing. It's just been out. It just got announced last week. So I think this is going to even enhance it even more. And since Shearwater's involved, you know that they're going to end up using it for tech diving stuff. And I cannot wait until this goes into a side mount mode to be able to side mount dive with it, because it is going to be absolutely incredible. It is going to be so much fun to dive and try this on a side mounted system for sure. So for any of you guys out there who haven't tried the Avello system yet, you gotta try it. This thing is going to change the dive industry, and for sure it is going to make a huge difference in everybody's diving. Anybody of all skill levels, and all kinds of disabilities as well. I mean, this is going to make it, if you gave up diving because you couldn't handle slugging the tanks into the water or struggling anymore, take a look at the Avelo system, because this is going to get you back into the water and back in diving again. Take care.